Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The mustache. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, trim the mustache and lengthen the beard, and thereby oppose the fire worshippers. Sayyidina Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who does not trim his mustache is not from amongst us. Lengthy mustache is a trait of the disbelievers. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, oppose the disbelievers, trim the mustache and lengthen the beard. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Utbah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a few fire worshippers visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they had shaven beards and lengthy mustaches. When asked about it, they informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that it was a feature of the religion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed them that our religion regards the lengthening of the beard and the shortening of the mustache as essential. Another narration has it that they informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam their lord, the emperor, had commanded them to do so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, his Lord, Allah Ta'ala, has commanded him to lengthen the beard and shorten the mustache. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that they informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that some of the people of the book cut the beards and lengthened their mustaches. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them to trim their mustaches and lengthen the beards. The various methods of trimming the mustache, in the light of the ahadith, the fuqaha, that is the jurist and the muhaddithin, alike have extracted three methods of trimming the mustache. One, to trim the mustache so finely that the area beneath it remains, in other words, the skin beneath it remains visible. Number two, to trim the edge so that the redness of the edge of the upper lip is exposed. And number three, to leave the mustache as fine as the eyebrows. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.